When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
So today I'm going to talk a little bit about pricing your workshops, because that's going to be a question that comes up. I mean, it's come up in the past when talking with other teaching artists about this. How much do you charge for an event? And should it change for virtual events? You know, I'm not going to have any kind of clear prescription on this one. Surprise, surprise. But I mean, if anybody wants to see, my prices are clearly listed on my website, jdrozd.com. If you go to the Hire Me to Lead a Workshop, it says it right there. Why am I not saying the number? Because I give myself raises every once in a while. So you might be listening to this long after I have updated the price from at the time of this recording. So therefore, I'll just say, go look at jdrozd.com. Look at the Hire Me to Lead a Workshop link, and you can see what my current rates are. Now, I'm not going to tell you to evaluate what the value is of your teaching necessarily, but I will ask you to consider this. This is at least, well, let me just say how I consider it. Here's how I break it down for myself is, yeah, part of it is I evaluate, like, how skilled am I at this? How confident am I that I am going to lead an event that makes an impact on students, participants' lives? That's part of the calculation. Another part of the calculation is, what do I need? How much do I need to justify what if it's going to be something like I'm going to be gone for an entire weekend? If I'm going to be traveling for more than, you know, an hour to some place, that travel time gets figured into what the fee is going to be. That is going to introduce, you know, wear and tear on my vehicle. There's also how much time did I spend preparing and testing this particular event, right? I have, for some workshop events where I have, when I'm testing out new ideas, I've treated certain gigs like a laboratory where it's like, well, I've always wanted to, you know, see about doing this particular workshop. I've, you know, only led it a couple times. I might accept a lower fee because of the ambiguity of how successful this workshop is going to be. Although I'm going to bring 100% of myself to it. If it's something where I haven't, you know, like I've got certain workshops that are like I've been doing for 10 years and I'm constantly refining them. Yes, but the core concept of what happens in that workshop is pretty darn rock solid, and it's pretty robust, and it stands the test of multiple audiences. And there's also this to think about, because you're not, I'm getting to what I mean by there's this to think about. You're not operating in a vacuum here, right? There are people who are going to engage with you and with the experience that you create with them. And they're collaborators in that experience. They're creating part of the experience too, but the full experience doesn't just happen in the hour to an hour and a half you're in the room with them, right? How do I know this? Well, because I've had the privilege of having students come back to me years after taking my classes and telling me in very clear terms how meaningful that experience was for them from a variety of angles, whether it's something where I equipped them with a clear way of thinking about comic storytelling that benefited them when they went on to art school, whether it was just my accepting presence, just who I was in the room made them feel safe and made them feel valued and celebrated. So it could be something about that's more emotional in context rather than informational. But in any case, you're there to support people who are curious about the thing that you love. And that experience is, again, not confined to the moment when it happens. These people will be thinking about what they encountered with you for weeks, months, or possibly years to come. And that's also a way to underline that it's important to make a good experience for everybody. Because if you create a bad experience for everybody, they'll be thinking about it for days, weeks, months, and possibly years to come, right? So that's pointing to the responsibility that you're taking on when you go off in this endeavor of being a teaching artist. But that's also to say is that the pricing also reflects that. This fee that I'm charging isn't just for this hour, it's for the impact that it's going to make on the lives that I encounter. So I hope that that's useful in pointing out a few different parameters, like things like what you need to survive, What other factors are contributing to your cost of performing the thing? Your time, the time it takes to get there, the time it takes for you to develop the workshop materials, and then also the impact that it's going to have on the people long after they've encountered your thing, right? If there's more to consider, I would love to hear from you. You know, you can contact me, jerseydros@gmail.com. But I'm trying to keep these things short and manageable. So that's just a quick little survey of what I think about when it comes to pricing. So this is part of the ArtSoundOff Challenge, artsoundoff.com, where me and my buddy Rob Stenzinger are challenging ourselves and by extension everybody else to check in over the course of the month of November with some kind of journaling relating to your art. You can post them online. If you do, please use the ArtSoundOff hashtag when you share them on social media, but you don't have to share them. You can just do it for the sheer practice of doing it. So I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember everybody.
In today's story, Skeletor was looking for a shortcut, a quick way to riches and power. You may know some people like that, always looking for the quick way to get ahead of everybody else. Well, it doesn't work that way. The people who succeed are the ones who work for what they want. So don't be fooled by those who say they have a sure thing. There's always a catch to it. Don't sell yourself short. The right way is the best way. Until later.